This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. officials say they expect to reunite all eligible children who have been separated from their parents after entering the U.S. illegally. By Thursday's court-ordered deadline, more than 1,400 children 5 years and older have been reunited so far, but another 700 children still in government custody and their fates are uncertain. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has confidence in his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, rebuffing the demands of a conservative bloc of Republican lawmakers that Rosenstein should be impeached and removed from office. VOA's justice correspondent Masood Farivar on the significance of Sessions' praise for his deputy.
Anytime your boss says nice things about you is significant. But keep in mind that Rod Rosenstein is a presidential appointee and serves at the pleasure of the president. And the president has been highly critical of both Attorney Generals Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. So I don't know how much the Attorney General's vote of confidence in his deputy will carry weight.
Rosenstein oversees the probe into Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. United States threatening sanctions on Turkey unless a detained American pastor is released. Andrew Bunsen has been in jail in Turkey on terrorism and espionage charges. Here's U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Bunsen is free.
Pastor Brunson's case has strained relations between Turkey and the United States, both members of NATO and thereby allies. This is VOA News. U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan is on pace this year to drop a record number of bombs. This comes after President Trump announced an open-ended military commitment to Afghanistan. U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says were American service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. Transfer of U.S. soldiers remains begin to fulfill an agreement made between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump at their summit in Singapore last month. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has finished his campaign for re-election by attacking an opposition call to boycott Sunday's polls and calling those who heed it destroyers of democracy. Some 8.3 million people are registered to vote to fill 125 seats in the nation's assembly. Critics say the move was politically motivated, part of a long-planned strategy to remove all obstacles to Hun Sen's continuing rule. A day after reaching a truce in an escalating trade dispute with Europe, President Trump characterized his talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as a big economic victory and a historic agreement. Mr. Trump said Europe has agreed to purchase large amounts of American soybeans because he said China tried to hurt the American farmer.
We will not let anybody bully our wonderful American farmers. Our fortunes as a nation rise and fall together, and that is why we are going to stick together and win for our farmers and our factory workers, our steel workers, here we are, all across this nation.
President Trump speaking. Turning to news from the U.S. stock market, social media giant Facebook had a rough day Thursday on Wall Street. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
This was the worst trading day since Facebook went public in 2012, the largest one-day loss in market history. The 19% drop wiped out $119 billion in Facebook market value. CEO Mark Zuckerberg saw his net worth drop by roughly $16 billion as a result. Facebook is warning its revenue growth will slow down significantly for at least the remainder of the year. The earnings covered the company's first full quarter since the Cambridge Analytica privacy scandal erupted, but also being blamed are privacy rules in Europe that took effect in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon's quarterly profits were above $2 billion for the first time as their online shopping, cloud computing, and advertising businesses kept growing. Revenue soared 39% in the second quarter, but still missed analyst expectations. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.